mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the last couple of days, I've been speaking a lot about the trip I took to Israel. Nearly 6 years ago this month. And it coincides with the gospel lesson that we have here.
How so, Pastor?
Well, let me tell you. On the flight over, it's a long flight. Where did I fly out of? I think Chicago. I flew from Chicago to Tel Aviv. That's a long flight. Okay? And it was, we left at night, so we were flying all night long, and when we landed, that's when the tour began, because we arrived in the morning time. But the flight there, it wasn't very comfortable because of the person that was sitting next to me thought I was his pillow. So he was leaning on me, and I just found that disgusting, so, and I really couldn't sleep myself. So I stayed awake most of that flight. The things I saw while I stayed awake was pretty amazing. There were a lot of Orthodox Jews en route to make their pilgrimage to Jerusalem. The ones that wear the big hats and they have the curls on the sides and the beard. And I thought I would explain to you what phylacteries are. Phylacteries. Now I've learned what they were on that flight. Phylacteries are a little box. The name phylacteries is for a box with prayers. They would write out their prayers and put them in this little box, and with a headband, it would be right here on their forehead. They took their hats off and they nicely set them down. They put a lot of money into those hats. They're very finely tailored hats. They carefully place their hat down. Their phylacteries are already on their heads. It's underneath their hat. They wear them around all day long. It's there. Their prayers and their concerns are on their foreheads. And it's an outwardly sign for people watching them would know how conscientious and how devout and how right of a Jew this man was to carry around his phylacteries on his forehead. He'd know what they were. And thank goodness, Jesus said, they do all their deeds to be seen by others, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long. Yeah, on their sashes they have a lot of fringe. This is just pretty. Doesn't have much meaning. It's just nice looking. So I'm glad Jesus put this part in here, because I thought it was kind of comical to watch these guys. They took turns getting up into the, it was near one of the exits on the aircraft, and it was kind of a large area, and they were doing the bowing and the bouncing, and I thank the Lord that we can kneel when we pray, or we can be seated, or we stand while we pray. And then when I went to the Western Wall, or Wailing Wall, as some thought it was, they would take their prayers out of the phylacteries and roll them really tight, and they would sit there and laboriously, they'd sit there and push them into cracks and that were in the wall. And I got right up there to the wall. I had a hat on, so you could. And only men could go into this one section of the wall, the largest section. And I got right up there to the wall, and you could just see thousands, thousands, and thousands, and thousands of little notes rolled up on different colored pieces of paper and laborers shoved into those cracks. I got to get my prayers into the temple wall. And I had to laugh, because that was the second temple of Solomon. The glory of the Lord didn't dwell there. That was made clear in Scripture. Yet they believed it to be the temple. And they still, to this day, treat it as such a holy place. We respect them, and we're nice, and we're you know, almost reverent when we go down there. You don't talk, and you don't raise your voice. If you do, they'll ask you to leave. So I'm glad Jesus tells us that here. And they love the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplace and being called rabbi by others. You walk down the streets of old Jerusalem and you could see them greeting one another, and you knew who the rabbis were, I guess, by what they wore. And rabbi, rabbi, rabbi. You know, how when two rabbis meet, which wasn't unnatural for two rabbis to meet, rabbi, rabbi. Again, it was almost comical. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, Jesus Christ. Rabbi is another word, it's a Hebrew word for teacher. That's why whenever there's a problem in the town or there's some difficulty in the synagogue, the rabbi, he wouldn't give an opinion, he would teach them. But there's several rabbis. And what was good in this synagogue may not be right in this synagogue. And they would have quarrels and, well, debates and arguments and things over the silliest of, well, should we put the Torah in here? What should be the covering for the Torah? And who's allowed to touch it? So Christ straightened it out. He says, you have one teacher, and you are all brothers. We're all the same. We're men. We're women. We're brothers. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. It makes it clear. And no man on this earth you're to call father, for your father is in heaven. That's pretty cool. Pretty cool. One father. And neither be called instructors, another name for a teacher, for you have one instructor, the Christ. So, this Christ, I had to think about what I was going to preach about tonight. How about I tell you about Jesus Christ? Yet while we were still sinners, God in His infinite majesty sent His Son, His only begotten Son, to die for us, so that we could become sons of God because of Jesus Christ. We were just reading this thing that said about there's many churches. They pray to God. Let's pray to God. Let me tell you about God. It's important to know about God. There's one God, the triune God, but it's important that we pray to God. And let's talk about God and let's worship God, our Heavenly Father. I even say it myself when I greet you and say, here we are in the house of the Lord. Let us worship Him and praise Him for His wonderful mercy and blessings. What about Jesus? No one goes to the Father except through me, Jesus said. So we have to remember Jesus. So I hope I shed a little humor. I hope I shed a little light. I taught you a little bit about what the word of the Lord says, because he said it, phylacteries. And I saw in the looks on your face when I read it, phylacteries. But one Christ, the Lord of all, the hope, our joy, and our salvation. That will of God is our sanctification, that which was done by Christ upon the cross. In his name, amen. Now in the peace which surpasses all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the risen Christ Jesus.